Thanks for coming in, Mr. Mahoney. Do you have your member ID card?
Yep, I have it right here in the FEP Blue app, see?
Great.
It's awesome. The app can also help me find a provider and keep tabs on my deductibles.
Okay, can I...
Oh, yeah, and my out-of-pocket spending and visit limits, and I can call the nurse line.
I'm really glad it does all that, but I only need to see your member ID card.
Oh, that's it? Why didn't you say so?
Fearless is just one tap away. With the new FEP Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, you can access your health benefits on the go. Download it now at fepblue.org/app.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Happy Friday, TGIF. I'm your host, Teron Davenport. You are now tuned into the Locked On Eagles podcast, and I appreciate you guys tuning in on a bitter Friday. This is perhaps the coldest day of the year so far, well, recently, of this new winter. But anyhow, 2 days from now, the Eagles will be traveling to Baltimore to face a Ravens team that is in need of a win. Obviously, the Eagles are in need of a win also to end their skid. You know, they're on a losing streak. And what better way to do that than against a former coach for the team? John Harbaugh used to be a special teams coach, DB coach as well. Now the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens has enjoyed a lot of success down there in Baltimore. So it's going to be good to see him bring his team out, and this Eagles team, they have to get some things done. They're going to be without Darren Sproles, and that means that Kenjon Bonner and, as Peterson mentioned, Byron Marshall are going to have to come in, and they're going to have to fill that multi-purpose role. You could even see Marshall returning punts as well. So definitely tune into that. We have an interview with Byron Marshall coming a little bit later in the show, but what we're going to do to kick things off is go right to the Ravens and their defensive line. As you know, each week we take a look at the opposing team defense and looking at what they have up front. Their front three, Timmy Jernigan, Brandon Williams, and Lawrence Guy. These are three guys who are very good against the run. That's something that this Ravens team prides themselves on, running the football well, but also defending it. And for that reason, they are the top team as far as defensively against the run. So that's something to look out for. Timmy Jernigan is a guy that he's very disruptive. You know, he's able to get in there and, you know, get that quick penetration and blow up the running plays, whether they're running inside or even when they're doing stretch plays to the opposite side. He's quite an athlete, and Jernigan, his footwork, he actually is interesting in watching him. He's a lot similar to Warren Sapp as far as just like his size and his ability to, you know, move so quickly. So that's something that you're going to take note of. You'll see him doing some things against the run. But then Brandon Williams also, you know, he's the exact opposite. I mean, he has some quickness to him, but he's just strong. He just has brute strength. And this is a guy, I remember when he was coming out of Division School II school in Missouri, he was quite a prospect, you know, 340 pounds, dominated on the bench press, but then even just the athletic side of things, just to throw a random thing in there, the guy was able to walk on his hands. And I actually watched him do that at training camp, you know, when I was covering the Ravens over the last 2 years. I saw him do that in the summertime. And that strength that he has, man, I mean, he's able to just kind of like forklift a center and just drive him back to the quarterback, whether it be to make a sack or just to drive him back into the running back and make a tackle via the center. So Jason Kelsey's going to have his hands full. Brandon Brooks, you know, if he's able to play, you know, that's going to be another matchup that you're going to have to watch. Lawrence Guy is a solid defensive end, you know, playing that five technique for them. So he's someone else that they like to get in there. So those guys up front, they're very good against the run. And then just looking at further their run defense, you know, Terrell Suggs and Elvis Dumervil, these are two guys that they also like to get in there, obviously, as the bookend rushers. But Suggs is very good at setting the edge. You know, he's someone that, you know, has a lot of strength. He's playing with a torn bicep, but he still has 8 sacks on the season. So you're going to see some outstanding play from him. And obviously you have to look at the linebackers. You know, you look at CJ Mosley and Zach Orr. These are two guys that are just, they're dominant against the run, and they're very good against the pass. I'm curious how that matchup is going to go as far as Ertz and Trey Burton, you know, being covered by these guys, you know, who could match the speed with them. So I want to see, you know, when they go to man, how they'll be able to cover. That's going to be interesting. But more importantly, sideline to sideline, I don't know that you could find a pair. You know, obviously, you know, you want to point out Luke Kuechly and Thomas Davis, But I don't know that there's a pair other than those guys that are better as far as the lateral pursuit, you know, and the aggressiveness against the run. These guys will shut things down to the outside, and then you got the guys inside that are doing an outstanding job against the run, you know, when you want to run between the tackles. So this Ravens team is full of run stoppers, full of guys that are able to get after the quarterback as well. You look at Albert McClellan, he's another one, and he's an interesting piece when you watch what they do with him, because this is a guy that they'll sometimes have him line up and you know, with his hand in the dirt, sometimes standing up, but he'll approach the line, engage the offensive lineman, and then drop back into coverage. Watch the overload blitz. You'll see them overload one side and even flip Elvis Dumervil and Suggs. They'll have both of them on the same side. Normally they're on opposite sides, and they'll also bring in Weddle, and they'll overload to one side, and they'll have McClellan drop back into the passing lane. That's what you saw them do against the Patriots. So that confused Tom Brady. So rest assured, they'll look for ways to rush this quarterback and the rookie and Carson Wentz. So those are a couple of things to watch out for. What I want to do next, though, is bring in the Byron Marshall interview, because I know that was a request by you guys, and I appreciate you sending that request. And definitely anytime you have players you want me to grab, I mean, we got a couple weeks left in the season. I'll definitely make sure I'll grab whoever you want, or at least do the best I can to get them. So let's look at Byron Marshall and what he had to say.
I wanted to ask you, you know, you have an athletic background as far as the family is concerned. You know, you're not the only athlete in your family. Having those family genes, you know, how good is it to be able to rely on that?
Shoot, that's what got me here. You know what I'm saying? Moms and dads. My pops, he played basketball and ran track, and my mom did the same both throughout high school and college. So, and my pops, he ran track professionally a while after college. So, you know, it just runs in the family. My brother and sister did the same. My brother played football. He's still playing now. And my sister, she had ran track through college. So, you know, it runs in the blood. So, you know, I got to thank the parents for that.
Your brother's in Seattle, right?
Nah, not anymore. He had got released from there. So he right now, he's just a free agent, but most likely he'll probably end up going back up to Canada if he don't get no shots in the league after this. So he's just trying to find a home right now.
Before the season, when you got released, and obviously they were going to had the intention of bringing you back, did you get to talk? I mean, I'm sure you talked to him, but what were some of the things that you were able to bounce off of him, you know, at that moment where you were feeling down after being released?
You know, he was really just saying just keep working. At least myself personally was in a better spot than he was. You know, they released me with the intention of signing me back, you know what I'm saying? So, and with him, he was just released. So he said, at least you still got a home now. You know, just go and make the most of it. Show them how that was wrong putting you on practice squad in the first place, and go out there and just make plays and do the best you can. And if you do that, I know you'll be all right.
We talked during training camp. You had mentioned Darren Sproles as a mentor. I mean, this was – you were early into your relationship with him, but now that you've gone through the whole season, what are some of the things you've been able to pick up from a guy who maybe pound for pound is strongest on the team?
Yeah, I mean, just a lot of his work habits. Like, it's just crazy how hard and how diligent he is, and that's on and off the field. So, you know, even in the walkthroughs, he's still – he the fastest one out there in the walkthroughs, and it don't make no sense. But just everything he is, he always full go, you know, so try to take that from him, and just how much he studied and how much he's still asking questions. And he's been in the league for 12 years. You know, you've seen it all, and you still ask him, trying to get better. Like, that shows a lot about you, you know what I'm saying? So just the way he works and how dedicated he is.
So now you spent, you know, the majority of the season on the practice squad. You're now on the 53-man.
Mm-hmm.
I know that as a running back, and this is something I talk to Wendell with a lot, about the patience. So as a guy who plays full speed, you know, a running back, you're excited about having your opportunity. How do you balance that out to where you're not hitting the hole too fast before it develops?
Yeah, that's it. Just making sure, you know, I know my keys and I know my what I need to do before the play. Some plays you can hit fast and some plays you got to just be patient. So just know what the play is and just know, you know what I'm saying, like it's a game and I'm finally in there. But just to rely on your training, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing this my whole life. So being out there ain't going to be no different than playing in college and playing in high school and Pop Warner, just a different level, you know what I mean? So just have that in mind and don't make the game too big, bigger than what it is.
If you're active on Sunday, do you see yourself having a possible special teams role?
I think so, you know what I mean? I'm not sure whether it be returning or just blocking, but I think I can help the team out there.
as far as football is concerned, I mean, you've played this sport for a long time. Mm-hmm. What would be the biggest lesson that you've learned from this sport?
There's just so much that you take away from this that just goes in life. The more you put in, how much more that's going to pay you back in the end. You know, a lot of people just think, like, the grind not worth it. But whether it's with football or just with life, like, everything, you just, like you said, the more you put in, the more you get out of it.
So that was Byron Marshall. I like what he said at the end just about how, you know, football is a game. It teaches you just you put everything into it, you're going to get something out of it. You know, there's a reward that you get for hard work. You know, one of my coaches, he used to say hard work, big dividends. So that was a good point by him. I think Byron Marshall is going to have a role. Doug Peterson said that also. But just looking back to this defense, and I wanted to wrap things up just looking at the secondary. You know, and when you look at this team, you have a guy who was out for them, right? Well, not out, but just a guy who did not practice today or yesterday. And I don't think he practiced the day before either, in Jimmy Smith. That's a big loss for them. If he's not able to go, you know, he's quietly one of the better cover corners in the league. If he's not ready to go, that's going to be a bad thing for that defense. And you saw a drop-off when he was lost in the game against the Giants, you know, in week 6. Odell Beckham Jr. went off. Now, obviously, the Eagles don't have a Odell Beckham Jr. on their roster, but they have options that you could go to. And more importantly, just that was an example of the drop-off on defense when you lose your top corner. However, they do have a guy, a local product, Temple's finest, and Tavon Young. He was a third-round draft pick, a guy I had in my top five. You know, I remember people kind of laughed at that. My list of top five corners, which included Tavon, is number 4, and it's showing. I mean, he's one of the best rookie corners in this league, and he's aggressive. The guy won't back down. He has heart. He'll come up and play well against the run also. So he's going to be an interesting matchup for these Eagles receivers. I want to see him line up against Dorial Green-Beckham, because you have just kind of opposites. You know, in Beckham, you have a guy who's bigger that you want to see play with more heart, and then you have a guy in Tavon Young who's smaller that you want to see, that plays with heart, but he's smaller. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. And then obviously on the flip side, you got a guy in Sharice Wright that could play ball too. Sharice was a free agent, and he was a free agent after being released by the 49ers. They got him in there, and, you know, they made some things happen with him last year. He helped shore up the pass defense. He and Jimmy Smith actually went to high school together, so they've been close throughout the whole process. Sharice has some cover skills as well. They had a couple nice pass breakups against the Patriots. So it's going to be a good matchup for these Eagles receivers against the Ravens corners. But the strength of this team also, you know, in addition to the linebackers, I think is the safeties. And you look at what they have in Lardarius Webb. He's a converted corner, you know, who is now playing safety. It's interesting when you see the defensive back shift from corner to safety, or safety to corner, vice versa, because there's a different viewpoint of the game. You know, whereas in at corner, you're used to looking at the game from, you know, outside looking in, so to speak. Like, you're always looking at it at a different angle. But then when you're playing safety, you know, you can kind of see the whole field a little bit better. And you have to see the whole field as a safety. So that's going to be something to watch, just as far as how Webb is able to make that transition. I mean, this is well into his first year playing the position. So, you know, by now the transition has been made, but it's just going to be interesting. Actually seeing it in person, see how he could play with those angles differently. The biggest acquisition for them this year was Eric Weddle. That was their big free agent signing, and they brought him in, and he shored up this defense as far as the big plays. There was a time when the Ravens, their defense was a lot similar to what the Eagles have encountered this year as far as giving up chunk plays, you know, plays over 20, 25 yards, and that's something that the Ravens do not do as much, and that's a large part because of signing Eric Weddle. So he's a major factor for them. They do like to send him on blitzes. They'll send him inside, you know, but they'll oftentimes send him off the edge. And as that package that we mentioned earlier in the overload, they like to do that. Weddle is a orchestrator of that secondary. He's the guy that gets everybody lined up, and he's been a great addition for the Ravens. He's still playing at his all-pro level that he's played with for most of his career. So that's going to be another one to watch, just how
the chess game goes back and forth. And then lastly, you got Matt Elam, who comes in and plays some nickel. So that's the show. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Enjoy the games this weekend. Be sure to follow this podcast on iTunes, the Locked On Eagles podcast, as well as Audio Boom. Shoot me that follow on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL, as well as theeagleswire.usatoday.com.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.